Welcome back, and joining me now for a look at the day's market moves is Graham Frank from PSG Wealth Santander Grayston. Thank you so much for your time, Graham. Now, I guess the big news globally for today is that GDP print that came out of China for 2021. Now, looking at those numbers, I mean, we saw GDP climb by 8.1%, surprising to the downside as markets were expecting an 8.4 increase in the 2021 GDP. To me, really, that story seems to be about, you know, a resilient and strong industrial activity, but also on the other side, weak consumption. What can you say about what these numbers are telling about China's economy and where it stands at the moment?
Yeah, 100%. Very good summary. I think, surprisingly, you come out with over 8% and the market's slightly disappointed. You know, we'd kill for that in South Africa, I guess, wouldn't we? But I suppose the big news was, A, that the print was slightly disappointing, but B, the People's Bank of China came out and dropped interest rates, which was ironically, although the economic print was bad, the fact that they dropped interest rates was actually good for the markets. Commodity prices have stayed high. And just at a time when the US and South Africa, by the way, looked like they're going to increase interest rates, the People's Bank of China are now decreasing them. So that's good news in terms of stimulating the global economy potentially. But as you say, it was a slightly disappointing print.
Yeah, and I actually want to go into, you know, the cutting of borrowing costs from China. I mean, really going in the opposite direction than the rest of the world, providing a cushion for the economy. And I mean, this additional stimulus to China's economy, surely that should spell a positive mood for commodities and eventually South Africa?
100%. Yeah, 100%. I mean, China consumes 50-odd% of the world's commodities. And if you just basically look at the rand relative to commodity prices, take something as simple as iron ore. If you do a chart of the rand relative to iron ore, it's a very strong correlation. So when commodity prices are strong, the rand remains strong. And as you say, this could be a nice liquidity event into the global economy in terms of keeping the GDP prints across the world reasonably high. We still are quite bullish on commodities and commodity shares, BHP, Anglos, etc. And I guess today's news coming out of China would just reinforce that.
Yeah. Graham, something that jumped out for me out of that China GDP figures was the 4.4% year-on-year rise on investment in real estate. I mean, is that something to get excited about concerning the woes that sector has faced in China?
Yeah, 100%. I don't think we're out of the woods on that. You're obviously referring to Evergrande and some of these big names that have defaulted on their debts. But no, I don't think there's too much to read into that 4%. I just think it probably needs to stabilize, whereas other parts of the world, purely from a property price perspective and fixed investment, is actually, again, going in the opposite direction. You mentioned capital and counties in your introduction, and, you know, UK property prices, US property prices are also fairly robust in this low interest rate environment that we find ourselves.
Yeah. Just going into how the JSE has performed in today's session, we see the Financial 15 not really in a good mood today. What's got that complex in a pickle today?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, the rest of the South African ink stocks, if you can call it that, certainly when I left the office a little while ago, we're doing well. The retailers were looking good. The industrial space was looking good. It was just the banks. So, you know, it might just be that they've run quite hard as the rand has strengthened over the last little while. By the way, I looked earlier, the rand is at its strongest level of around 1530 to 1540 over the past 3 or 4 months. So strong rand. The banks have done well up until now. You know, just taking a bit of a breather today, but certainly no news out that would justify or explain the movement.
Yeah. Just going into the corporate action that we have seen, we've seen investment company Sabvis out with a trading statement expecting annual earnings to almost double and also expecting a big jump in its dividend. I mean, they couldn't really paint any color for us. Is there any color that you can paint for us as to where that company, the investment company, stands?
I don't pay too much attention to earnings numbers coming out of an investment holding company like SavVest, but 100%, the dividend increase of 80-odd percent year on year is a massive vote of confidence, and that's something that would definitely have cheered investors. By the way, I know SavVest, along with all the other investment holding companies, their NAV discount, their net asset value discounts remain quite high. So there's obviously value in there, and managements are coming out and trying to make quite a big statement by increasing, almost doubling the dividend, which again is a great vote of confidence. But where the individual earnings growth comes from, I don't think that's too important. Rather, just look at the cash flows and the dividend.
Yeah, and we'll wait for the company to unpack those details a little later. But just something that you do pay close attention to, Graham, what's your stock pick for today?
So I'm going to go for Total, I think it's pronounced in France. I mean, it's obviously an oil company. We like all the commodity companies, as I mentioned earlier, but Total has got it's on a PE of roughly 9 or 10 times, dividend yield of 5-odd percent, and the oil price is going up. So I would suspect the revision to earnings and dividends going forward is going to be to the upside, and already it's looking reasonably attractive. So, we like that. But as I say, we like all resources given the China story at the moment. They are high commodity prices, but we don't think they're going to come crashing down.
Indeed, and I read an article earlier on today on Business Live saying that the expectation is that the bull run carries on those commodities. Thank you very much for your insights, Graham. That was Graham Frank from PSG Wealth, Sant and Grayson.